The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams.
6 pints of bitter, said Fawn Prefect to the barman of the Horse and Groom. And quickly, please. The world's about to end. The barman of the Horse and Groom didn't deserve this sort of treatment. He was a dignified old man. He pushed his glasses up his nose and blinked at Fawn Prefect. Fawn ignored him and stared out of the window. So the barman looked instead at Arthur, who shrugged helplessly and said nothing. So the barman said,
"Oh, yes, sir. Nice weather for it,"
and started pulling pints. He tried again.
"Going to watch the match this afternoon, then?"
Fawn glanced round at him. No point," he said, and looked back out of the window.
"What's that? Foregone conclusion, then, you reckon, sir?"
said the barman.
"Arsenal without a chance."
No, said Fawn. "It's just that the world's about to end."
"Oh, yes, sir. So you said,"
said the barman, looking over his glasses this time at Arthur.
"Lucky escape for Arsenal if it did."
Fawn looked back at him, genuinely surprised. "No, not really," he said. He frowned. The barman breathed in heavily.
"There you are, sir. 6 pints,
he said. Arthur smiled at him wanly and shrugged again. He turned and smiled wanly at the rest of the pub just in case any of them had heard what was going on. None of them had, and none of them could understand what he was smiling at them for. A man sitting next to Fawn at the bar looked at the two men, looked at the 6 pints, did a swift burst of mental arithmetic, arrived at an answer he liked, and grinned a stupid, hopeful grin at them.
"Get off," said Fawn. "They're ours," giving him a look that would have an Algolian sun tiger get on with what it was doing.
Fawn slapped a 5-pound note on the bar. He said, "Keep the change."
"What, from a fiver? Thank you, sir.
You've got 10 minutes left to spend it." The barman simply decided to walk away for a bit.
"Fawn," said Arthur, "would you please tell me what the hell is going on?"
"Drink up," said Fawn. "You've got 3 pints to get through."
3 pints, said Arthur. "At lunchtime?"
The man next to Fawn grinned and nodded happily. Fawn ignored him. He said,
"Time is an illusion. Lunchtime doubly so."
"Very deep," said Arthur. "You should send that into Reader's Digest. They've got a page for people like you."